Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I want to share with you some of the headlines that I've been reading. Now, some of these headlines are not current. Some of these headlines go back in the past a little bit, but they all have a common theme. And you're going to pick up on that theme as soon as I mention the headlines to you. Here's one that was on an evening news report. It says, landlord refuses to make repairs. That's exactly what it says. Here's another one. Landlord evicts tenant on Christmas. Yeah, there's more. There are a whole lot more. But, you know, those are very negative statements. Those are statements that we tend to hear in the news because the news tends to have a negative opinion of landlords. Maybe it's because in the past there were bad things happening between landlords and the residents. Maybe it's because there are some slumlords out there that do the absolute wrong thing. Maybe it's just because negative news sells. I don't really know what the answer is. I don't sit in those newsrooms. I'm not on those editorial boards. I'm not the guy that makes the decision as to whether something leads. But I do recall the statement, if it bleeds, it leads. So that kind of gives you my understanding of how the news operates. You know, what you don't see is you don't see headlines such as landlord provides decent housing at a reasonable cost while paying taxes. I don't recall ever seeing that. Or how about this one? Landlord helps tenant down on his luck by deferring rent payments for a month. When's the last time that lit on the evening news? I haven't seen it. And I watch a lot of news, and that's not really there. I'm not seeing it. So what it's causing me to do today is it's causing me to sit back and reflect on all of the things that we do within the Lifestyles Unlimited community that are really good news stories. We do a lot of things that benefit our residents, that benefit the community, that benefit property values. There's a lot of intangible things that we do when we go into a property that is beat up. It's got problems. I'll just share with you a property I remember touring not once, not twice, but three times. And this is a property. It's about 180 unit property. It's in the greater San Antonio area. It is owned and operated by a Lifestyles Unlimited member. His name is Mark. And here's what I learned by touring this property three times. The first time I went there, Mark had just taken over the property. He was showing us what the property looked like at takeover phase. And I'll tell you, this property was rough. It was beat up. I mean, it had faded paint everywhere. It had missing parts. You know, where a balcony should be, there were pieces missing, thereby creating a safety problem. When you went into the units, if you were lucky, some of the units, they didn't smell so bad. You walked into other units, and I'll tell you what, the stench, it just overwhelmed you. It made you go, oh man, I have got to get out of here. I got to get out of here quick. And it was in a general state of disrepair. The individual or the entity that Mark bought this property from had basically run it into the ground. Their philosophy was this: just put anybody you could into the property, hope that they paid rent, collect those rent payments, don't make any repairs on the property, don't do the things that were necessary for the general upkeep of the property, and just keep running it. When you can't get anything else out of the property, dispose of the property. And that's when Mark had the opportunity to take this property over. And I'll tell you what, I remember my first impressions pulling up to this property. I thought to myself, oh my goodness, what has Mark gotten himself into? This property really looks bad. Just driving into the property, the asphalt in the parking lot was all broken up. You couldn't tell where the parking spaces were because the paint was all faded. There were sections of the parking lot that had covered parking, but the awnings were bent, they were damaged, they were missing in some spots. There was another section of the apartment community that was actually a newer section. Apparently, what this individual had done is they had bought two properties and combine them together. So you had one part of the property that was a little bit older than the other part, and the style of the property was completely different than the other part of the apartment community. So really it was apples and oranges, no other way to describe it. And when you walked the grounds of the property, what you found was a lack of landscaping, a lack of grass, basically no place for the kids to play. It was bad. I can't even get in the words to describe how bad this place was. So we had the opportunity to tour the property with Mark. So we had the opportunity as Lifestyles Unlimited members to see what the property looked like at the takeover phase. And to be honest with you, I was worried. I was definitely worried for Mark, but I knew something about Mark, and here's what I knew. Mark was educated. Mark had learned all of the things that he needed to learn from Lifestyles Unlimited. He had his mentors working with him, assisting him with moving forward in the property. And when you asked Mark questions about the property on that tour, he didn't seem to be too worried. He had a game plan. He had a game plan going forward. He had Lifestyles Unlimited members that were partnering in the deal. And you know what? From there, it got better. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you how it got better.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm telling you about a gentleman by the name of Mark, who took over a rather large apartment community in San Antonio. In the last segment, I was telling you the bad stuff about the property because, well, to be honest with you, I kind of ran out of time. There was still more bad stuff to tell you. But I think what's more important is to tell you about what Mark did to improve this property and to improve this asset. And there were a lot of intangible benefits of what he had done. But let's get into the things that I saw him accomplish. I had a chance to go back to the property. I think it was about 5 or 6 months later after we had gone to see, well, the ugly. You know, if you classify a thing as good, bad, and the ugly, this was definitely the ugly. And it was an excellent learning opportunity because it gave me a frame of reference that I could use to compare against. Because in my mind, believe me, I fully understood what was wrong with that property because Mark walked us through the entire thing. He pointed out the fact that he had broken sewer lines in a couple of the buildings, which was causing wastewater to come back up into the units, which was part of the reason why some of those units didn't smell very good. He had outdated roofing. All of the roofing needed to be replaced. On the interiors, everything was absolutely dated. I mean, it was the original things that were inside the units. Appliances were kind of like a mix and match of whatever the previous owner could find at the time and just kind of stuck in there. And to be honest with you, a lot of the appliances really weren't in good working order. So there were certain units where, well, maybe there wasn't a refrigerator, or I remember walking into one unit and there wasn't a stove. There was a hot plate on there. It's the weird things that you see. So anyhow, 6 months later, we get back to the property and Mark is walking us through the property. Now, in the first 6 months period of time, he had done a lot of work. He had basically renovated all of the exterior of the property. There were new roofs on all of the buildings. All of the sewer lines that had been broken had been repaired. And, you know, he talked us through that process. He said, you know, that they had to actually tunnel underneath the buildings in order to do the repairs. I mean, he explained the process. I'm not sure I fully understood it, but what was important to me was that Mark understood it, because he was the lead investor and still is the lead investor on that particular property. The parking lots had all been resurfaced. I mean, when I say resurfaced, there were parts of the parking lot that was, well, it was like a roller coaster when you drove over it. That was all smoothed out. So whatever repairs that needed to be made on that parking lot were made. All completely re-blacktopped. It looked really nice. All of the lines were repainted for the parking spaces. The damaged awnings for the covered parking, where there was covered parking, had been repaired or replaced. And he actually put in additional covered parking for his residence. Cool stuff. The exterior of all of the buildings had been repainted. I mean, you want to talk about a difference between what it looked like before and what it looked like when I went back for my second look. It was fabulous. It really was. The color schemes really made the property look great. It gave you that feeling that when you walked in, it was very inviting. It was that kind of feeling where you go, wow, you know what? I could live here. The landscaping that was missing, well, it was all back. He had replanted everything. He put in new grass, he put in new shrubbery, and it really accented the colors that they had chosen for the exterior of the property. The laundry rooms were all completely redone. He put in brand new washing machines and dryers so that the residents had a place to go to do their laundry. He put in play areas for the kids, and he had an adjacent piece of land that he put a swimming pool into. He actually had a swimming pool installed. So it was a beautiful amenity for the residents to enjoy. Now, as we got there, after about 5 or 6 months, he had been working his way through the interiors of the properties. Now, he had residents that had valid leases. And because they had valid leases and they were paying on time, they were doing the things that they needed to do, he honored those leases, because by law you have to. I mean, it's an agreement. He inherited those leases. And for units where the residents were either not good residents because they weren't paying on time or they weren't taking care of the property, they weren't doing the things that you would expect a good resident to do, he just basically helped them to move on. He just said, you know, we're not going to renew you. Or there, at that time, we were allowed to do an eviction process. So he had to follow that process for a couple of people. I remember him telling me that. But here's the neat thing. As he went into each particular property, what I mean by property is each building, he went in and renovated the interiors so that when you went in, what you saw was beautiful, brand new vinyl plank flooring. I mean, and it flowed throughout the entire unit. He put in new cabinets in the kitchen and the bathroom areas, because the old stuff was, well, it was pretty dated, and for the most part, in his words, it wasn't salvageable. It just wasn't worth messing with. So he just got rid of it and put in the new stuff. He put in new appliance packages. He chose to use, if I recall correctly, it was black appliance packages. And for some units, he would put in stainless steel. And his thought process there was, okay, and those would be premium units, so they'd have nicer appliance packages. He would charge a little bit more for the rent. So if you wanted to pay a little bit more, you could get the stainless steel appliances. All the countertops were redone. Really, when you walked into these units, It was like walking into a property that had just been built, because that's the way it felt. That's the way it looked. That's the way it smelled. It was inviting. It was beautiful. And what he found was that many of the residents that he had that had pre-existing leases were watching all of this work going on and would go to the leasing office and say, "How do I get one of those?" And what they would do is they would help them convert to the new units and give them priority placement. So if you were an existing resident in that particular property, you could say, you know what, I want to stay in my particular unit, in which case he didn't do anything to the unit because he didn't want to, you know, disrupt you. It took, I think he said anywhere from around 2 weeks to get 2 to 3 weeks to get all of the improvements done per unit. And he had 3 different crews working on that particular property. Well, we're coming up to break, and when we come back from the break, I'm going to give you some more of the information about what Mark did to turn this property around. Stick around. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm going kind of fast today, and I realize that because there is a lot of information that I'm trying to convey to you about what Mark has accomplished as a real estate investor. He took over an apartment community that really wasn't a community. It was infected with drug dealers. It was infected with prostitutes. It really was not the kind of place that you or I would like to call home. And many of his residents that were in the property, that stayed with the property, the feedback that they had from Mark was this: thank you so much for doing the things that you have done on the property to improve it, because all of a sudden they went from literally living in what some people might describe as a war zone to a place that the community calls home. Now, I had the opportunity to go look at the units again when he was about 80% completed. And the difference between what I saw then and what I experienced when I went the first time was absolutely day and night. Absolutely day and night. It was like I was in a completely different property. Now, the reason he was only 80% complete was it was taking him time. He had a plan to work through all of his units that needed renovation, and his game plan was to renovate everything, because this property, well, it really needed everything to be renovated. So it took him time to move through the entire property. You know, you can't just say, we're going to throw everybody out. Because when you have leases in place, you have to honor those leases. Now, if individuals that are residing there choose not to honor the lease, in other words, they choose not to take care of the property, or they choose to violate the terms of the lease, or they choose to stop paying, those people, well, they need to go, because that's not a good business relationship. It's just not. And what he was able to do was to clean up a portion of the community. See, that particular property had been an eyesore in this part of San Antonio for quite a long time. Adjacent to the apartment community was a very large, well-established church. And when Mark did a lot of his feasibility, when he was looking at the property to decide whether or not he wanted to invest in it or not, one of the things that he did was he met with community leaders. And some of those community leaders came from that neighboring church. And they didn't hold back. They told him everything that they thought was wrong with that property. And Mark took note. And through the process of renovating the property and following our model of best product, because he has the best product in the area right now for the best people. And I'll tell you what, he has great residents now, residents who pay on time, residents that do exactly what they're supposed to do. It is an absolute great fit. The community as a whole is very appreciative of the turnaround that this property has gone through. The residents that stayed in the property, very appreciative of the transition that the property went through. The new people coming in, very appreciative of the fact that they were able to rent like new property without paying like new property prices. You see, when it came to the rent structure, he receives market rents for his units. But when you walk into the property and you say, okay, I'm paying, or a resident is basically looking at a property like his, and they're comparing it to something that maybe was brand new, built a mile or two away, they look the same, especially when you're on the inside. You can't tell the difference. But the resident knows one thing, that the price that they're paying for Mark's property is much less than the price that they would have paid if they had gone into that brand new property. So there's a lot of intangible benefits that the residents receive. When it comes to clean, functional workforce housing, Mark has figured it out. He knows exactly what his customers want, and he provides them outstanding value for their money. They get to live in a place that's convenient for them to get to work. I mean, he's near shopping, he's near major highways, he's near good schools. There's a good church right next door. You know, the things that our residents require are all available to them. But what Mark had to do was he had to go in and fix an eyesore that the community despised. And now the community has a different viewpoint. I don't recall seeing Mark on the nightly news. I don't recall seeing anything in the newspaper about what Mark had done. I don't think I recall Mark getting a letter from the city of San Antonio saying, thank you for increasing the property values and thereby paying us more tax money to go into our coffers. Don't think any of that happened. But I'll tell you what, he made a difference. And that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We make a difference. We make a difference in the lives of the people that we do business with. And that's important. Now, another thing I want to get into is on this topic of bad news out there. There's a lot of bad news chatter on the internet. There's a lot of bad news chatter about eviction moratoriums lifting, whether that's good or bad. You know, I'm reading a lot of negative stuff, and I don't do well with negative stuff. I do well with the positives. So one of the things that I was curious about was this: what are Lifestyles Unlimited members doing in their communities, while we're going through this entire coronavirus thing, while I'm seeing all these bad news stories come out of New York and bad news stories come out of California and stuff like that? What are Lifestyles Unlimited members doing to help their residents? Because as you and I know, our residents have been affected by coronavirus. There are those residents that have lost their jobs. There are those residents that have been forced to work from home, even though that's not necessarily their choice. The kids haven't been able to go to school. So all of a sudden, mom and dad are trying to juggle working from home with taking care of the kids because there is no childcare, there is no school, there is no nothing for them. And when I started digging, I came up with some real good news stories out there. And what I want to do for the rest of the show is just share with you some of these good news stories that have been brought to my attention. Now, Candace, who owns the Belmont Place Apartments over there in the greater Houston area, she did a couple of different things. She did a what's called a social distancing party. In other words, what they did was they threw up a party for the residents. They bought pizzas for everybody, and then they had the pizzas delivered to the residents. And the whole concept was this: we're throwing a party, but we're not going to get together. We're not going to hang out together because we can't do that. And there were some tangible benefits that came from doing this thing. First of all, she let her residents know that she cares, that she is absolutely thinking about them. Second of all, she contributed to a small business pizzeria that was struggling. All of a sudden, now they had orders for pizzas that wouldn't have occurred anywhere else. And the neat thing was this: it allowed her staff that work at the property to engage in a fun event to put smiles on the faces of the residents and let them know that they're part of a community. They're part of something special. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to get into more of these good news stories because I've got a bunch of them. We'll be back right after this.
is Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm pumped up today. I really am. And it's because I've got so many good news stories here that I can't share them all with you. I just can't. So I'm going to just grab a sheet of paper and I'm going to give you the highlights on what's on the sheet of paper, because I think you need to know that at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have this concept of community. You know, when we have individuals that go out and buy property, whether it's single family property, whether it's multifamily apartment communities, and we're investing in those properties to make them clean, functional workforce housing for people that absolutely deserve to have it. It makes me feel good about the people I hang out with. It makes me feel good about the relationships that I am making across this community. And what I have found is that all of this bad press that landlords get out there, I just don't see it in Lifestyles Unlimited communities. I don't see it in the properties that we renovate. I don't see it amongst our membership. Our membership is focused on creating a wonderful community. It's just amazing. Well, let me just share with you this idea. This came from Sharon, and basically what Sharon did was they got together and they realized that, you know, most of their residents were just kind of locked in. They were social distancing. They were doing everything they're supposed to do. They're still doing it, from what I understand. And one of the ideas that they came up with was this. They coordinated with a food truck and had the food truck come park in the main parking lot at a designated date and time. And what they did was they gave each of their residents a coupon, or a coupon for a taco and a drink. So what it afforded the residents the opportunity to do was to come out of their house at their leisure, go to the food truck, get a meal. It's just kind of a thank you for being there. And it gave them an opportunity to, you know, sample food from a place that they probably wouldn't get food from. And more so, it just gave them a little bit of belongingness. It gave them a sense of community. And, you know, it made Sharon feel good because she felt like she was doing something for her residents, which was very important to her. Now, here's another one that came from, this is from Peter. Now, Peter did some research, and what he found out was that there was a food bank in his community. And after talking with the individuals that ran the food bank, he found out this. He found out that if he donated money directly to that food bank had the ability to go out and basically turn every dollar into anywhere between $10 and $20 worth of utility. In other words, they had the ability to go out and buy food at prices that, well, Peter or I or you, we wouldn't be able to do. So what Peter did was he took $2,000 out of his own personal funds and he donated the money in the name of his apartment community, and not just the apartment community name, but from the residents of that apartment community. And what that translated into was about a $15,000 food donation, and it gave the residents of that community an opportunity to coordinate with that food bank and receive food. And I'll tell you what, it was a big hit because there were people in his community that were having trouble making ends meet. And the fact that that food bank was able to provide food for his residents, it was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. Now, here's another one that came in from Heather. And Heather owns a small apartment community. And what she decided to do was she would tailor dinner packages or get well packages for her residents that either, you know, found a need that they just couldn't get to dinner or they weren't able to make dinner or whatever. You know, usually single moms with a lot of kids, they have a lot on their plate, especially when they're working from home and the kids are stuck at home. So she would put together dinner packages for them that contain pasta, spaghetti sauce, vegetables, pudding cups, things like that. And then for her residents that became ill, whether it was coronavirus or not, she didn't describe that, but she said anybody that became ill, she put together a box of tissues, instant soup, fruit cups, pudding cups, cocoa mix, things like that to, you know, those little things that make you feel a little bit better when you're not feeling really good. And it gave her the opportunity to give back to her residents. Now, I've got another one over here. This one's kind of a long one, and I might just have to read the whole thing to you. This is from Kim and Julie, and they own several apartment communities. They own the Vista Garden Apartments, the Gemini Gardens, the Palms, the Queen Lake Apartments and townhomes. And let me just read what Kim wrote. He said this. He said, "We have always talked about residents being part of us, perhaps family. After all, we do spend long days with them and at times serve as their listening counselor, maybe watch their children for 5 minutes, find their lost pet in the community, and so much more. You name it, we're there for our residents no matter what." You know, what he just said, that sums up the Lifestyles Unlimited mentality when it comes to being a landlord. It really does. Then he goes on to say this, "But then COVID-19 hit. I'm not going to lie. Initially, we felt helpless, but the feeling did not last too long as we witnessed families fall apart while losing their jobs and finding themselves in dire need, having no other source of income, nor a single friend or family member near to help. We knew we needed to help in any way possible. So it began. We prepared dinner. We gathered and delivered groceries. We kept their children busy with interactive playtime and storytelling. We kept their souls at ease by sharing music through Facebook Live. We celebrated their birthdays with cupcakes, hosted virtual graduations, played bingo via Facebook Live, and grilled some nice Texas barbecue for several families, all while maintaining social distancing. Crying rivers of sweat while wearing face masks," we know exactly what that feels like, "gloves, and even shoe covering, but it was all worth it. We witnessed the smile of the elderly and the innocent, happy faces of the children while our hearts were filled with much joy and warmth, knowing we were making a difference in the world, in our community, and in ourselves, as we have now created a true sense of family in our communities and in each resident we touch. We also have done the following: bought groceries for residents, gotten rental assistance for people, helped people apply for government assistance programs, sent weekly updates with kids' activities, entertained with mascots." And he says, "Throughout the entire process, his team is now much stronger. And here's a beautiful statement: our residents love us." That is really, really cool. Let me tell you about, I got a little more time left. Let me go for another one here. This is from John, and John owns several apartment communities throughout the greater Houston area. He has the West Chase Creek Apartments, the Windfern Point, the Point at Steeplechase, and Crossings at Cherry. And depending on which property, he did different things. For instance, at one of his properties, he did a multiple grab-and-go lunch event. In other words, provided tacos, snow cones, whatever they needed so that they could grab some lunch if they needed them. They did a virtual Easter egg hunt. They did a to-go ice cream resident event, meaning they basically served ice cream up. If the kids wanted ice cream, have them come on by. We'll serve them up some ice cream. At another one of his communities, he found that his residents needed food bank distributions. So from 1 to 2 times per week, he coordinated with the local food bank for these residents to receive those deliveries. He also coordinated with Zoe's Mediterranean Kitchen with a lunch distribution. So every Monday and Friday, they would select a resident and they would coordinate to make sure that they had a lunch from Zoe's. At one of his other properties, they provided free essential supplies for residents that found things hard to find. You know, things like, well, toilet paper. Remember when the big shortage was on, we couldn't find it. Well, John found a source and he made sure that that got to his residents. At this property, they also did Easter baskets for residents who weren't able to get Easter supplies for the kids during the stay-at-home order. At another one of his properties, this property, he also found the need for food bank distribution. So he made sure that those food bank distributions were coordinated and delivered to the residents. And he says this, at all of his communities, his executive team wrote individual thank you cards to every resident who paid on time in the month of April when the crisis broke out. Just that little extra something to go the extra distance. Because at the end of the day, we are providing quality workforce housing for people that absolutely want and desire to have it. And, you know, beyond the fact that it's providing an investment income stream for us, we are making a difference in the lives of our residents because our residents are absolutely important to us. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.